Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
At LV, our home insurance comes from the heart. It's not just about giving you a personal claims handler to take care of you all the way. It's about looking after you in other ways too. Like when you go direct to us, buy online and get a massive 25% discount. To see how much you could save with the Which Insurance Provider of the Year 2017, go direct to lv.com. Online discount for new customers only, excludes home emergency and home legal expenses.
This Gamertag episode is brought to you by Gamefly. If you've ever wanted to try a game before you bought it, you should try Gamefly. It's the best way to buy and rent all your favorite games and movies. They're the leading video game rental service with over 9,000 titles to choose from. Just pick your favorite games and have them mailed straight to your door. Then keep them for as long as you want and never worry about late fees. Plus, you can cancel at any time. Visit Gamefly.com/Gamertag to start your free 30-day trial today. That's Gamefly.com/Gamertag.
Gamertag Radio presents E3 2016 coverage. Hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo are direct from the convention center floor.
Here we go.
All right, so we're live here, E3 2016, and I have Wedbush own Michael Pachter. Michael, how you doing, man?
Danny Pena, thanks. Pleasure to be with you. It's been like 5 years. Yes. When's the last time I did this?
I mean, I've been seeing you around. You're everywhere, all over the convention center, man. So how's it been for this year's E3 for you?
You know, it's unfortunate. I've done fewer, like, selfie photos with fans this time than any E3 in history, so I'm really depressed. But other than that, it's really been a good show.
Awesome, man. So your thoughts of the press conference, because that's the thing we always talk about, Microsoft, Sony, and, you know, I know you were at the Nintendo booth checking things out over there, too. So let's start with Microsoft. Your thoughts about the press conference overall for Microsoft?
You know, I think Microsoft does something that is really good as a company, but not as understood by fans, which is that Phil Spencer is a modest guy and a good team leader, and he likes to involve the rest of his team. And so he brings people up to talk about the different products. So you had Shannon Loftus get up there, Mike Ybarra get up there, and I think most fans have no idea who those two are. Now, they're big deals and they actually get stuff done, but they're not celebrities, you know, like Todd Howard getting up there or something. And Rod Ferguson, I guess, is a celebrity. And so, you know, I think that the fans didn't like it because there was more time with people talking and less time with games. And I think that the reaction was probably more negative than it should have been, because I think that they didn't like the cadence of the press conference. With that said, the hardware reveals were great. We'd already had a leak about the Xbox One S, but and in great detail, but it really does look great. The customizable controller I thought was really cool, had not leaked out. And obviously the big reveal of Scorpio at the end was a big deal. That had leaked sort of, but, you know, I think Microsoft confirming it was a big move and a bold move. It led to a lot of confusion. People are like, why am I going to buy an Xbox One S if you got a new console coming out? Remember, it's a mid-cycle update. The Xbox Scorpio is not going to be, you know, something that's radically different from a gameplay perspective. It's just going to have higher graphic capability. So I think the Xbox One S is going to be welcome. It's the right price point, $299. It's a good looking box. You know, you can stand it up. It's smaller. It's the same size as the PlayStation, essentially, but I think that's actually a good move. So I think it'll sell okay. The truth is, though, you're not buying an Xbox if you don't have content, you know, that makes you want to buy it. And so it's all about content. Their content was good. It tended to be more hardcore. The one title that jumped out at me that was just way cool that I didn't know anything about was We Happy Few. And it looks great. And it's probably a $20 game, but it looks amazing. And I'm buying it.
I've been telling people that game reminds me so much of BioShock, like that style.
Right, totally. No, it's exactly that style. The art style was like that, you know, and it's almost like Ken Levine making the game. I totally agree. But it looks like it's kind of a puzzle game and a thriller, and there's all sorts of stuff going on. It just was different and way different for something for Microsoft. So I was really impressed by that.
Do you think it's a mistake for them to announce two consoles in one press conference, though?
You know, again, I think the conspiracy theorist in me says, since Andy House acknowledged the PlayStation Neo to the Financial Times the week before, that Microsoft just said, screw it, we're not going to let Sony be ahead of us. We're just going to let people know we have something big coming, too. I actually think, you know, the upgrade next year from both probably makes more sense than an upgrade this year from Sony. Except that PlayStation VR is probably optimized with Neo. I think that next year, when you get the component cost down and do a 4K console for probably the same $300, that actually does make sense, and that's probably what's going to happen.
Now, do you think that Sony press conference, do you think they should have announced the console or wait to maybe Gamescom? Because I feel that we might see it this year because of the whole PlayStation VR. Your thoughts on that?
You don't have a company in the gaming space that is better equipped to launch hardware than Sony. They've been making consumer electronics for 70 years. And so I think that the fact that we didn't see Neo here means it probably isn't coming out this holiday. I think if it was coming out this holiday, it's already in fabrication. They've already got the components made, and you would actually know. So I think they're going to launch VR in October, Neo probably in March, April, May, June, sometime next year, probably ahead of the holidays. It's easier to manage a product launch in mid-year because you don't have gift givers buying it, and so you don't have quite as big a demand, and you can actually satisfy demand from the fanboys. So I think it's probably an early next year launch, and I think that's why Microsoft announced Scorpio.
Yeah, so look, I have like two more questions. So Sony's press conference, your thoughts overall about their press conference?
I think that whoever put it together, and someone told me it was Jen Clark, so shout out to my girl Jen Clark. I think keeping people off the stage was really smart. Every second of that show, except the intro and, you know, kind of the intermediate appearance by Andy House and Sean Layden, so maybe three times, was video game footage. And so we saw more video game footage back to back to back than at any other show. It was a shorter press conference, but it was much, much more impactful from a games perspective. And I think that really resonated with the audience. So, I mean, the internet kind of tells you Sony won. I think Sony won the popularity contest. I'm not sure that they actually showed anything that was markedly better than Microsoft showed, but I think it's kind of a testament that they really did understand the consumer at the show and they managed the flow quite well.
I gotta give it to them. I mean, to me, that was like one of the best press conferences I've seen from them. But one of the issues that I had, besides the amazing games they were showing, I had a blast with that. It was just no dates. And they've been doing that now for a couple of years now. And the difference between them and Microsoft announced dates when they have these games announced during the press conference.
Well, you know, I have two responses to that. One is Agent, and the other is The Last Guardian. So, you know, think about when those were announced. Agent was 2007. Where is it? And Last Guardian, I think, was 2009. So maybe it was 10, but a long, 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 long time ago. So I think Sony's been burned by announcing things too early, and I think that they're much more interested in delivering things on time when promised, so they put dates out when they know.
Now, my last one, Nintendo. You were there. I mean, the only thing they have here is Zelda. Your thoughts? I mean, there's been a long, long line for people just wanting to play this game over there for like 4-3 hours, man.
Yeah, I'd say their press conference was a zero. Oh, because they didn't have one. That's right. I'm sorry. I can't diss Nintendo. Look, Zelda looks amazing. Something I missed, so I apologize to your listeners for this, but I actually did not realize that Zelda was launching on NX when NX launches. It'll be available. That makes me think NX is much more higher powered than I expected. That NX is an iteration probably closer to a PS4 than I thought it would be, and it's going to have a big title to support it. So I think probably only Wii U owners will buy Zelda, but I think everybody who buys an NX will absolutely buy it, and I think it'll sell them 10 million consoles pretty quickly. Zelda looked great. I mean, it really looks like a good game. From what I heard, I just talked to them, the map is something like 12 times the size of Twilight Princess. So that's a big, big world. I think Nintendo's giving us a big, big game. It's sad that it took them so many years after the Wii U launch to get it out, but the silver lining in that cloud is that it's going to launch on the NX. And so the NX is going to be something you will want to own.
Do you think it was a mistake for them not showing anything NX this year?
You know, I think, again, it's back to manufacturing. I think if they were ready to launch an NX in March, they could have shown it here. I don't think they're going to be ready. If we don't get an announcement on NX and we see specs by August, I don't think there's a chance it comes out by March. If they show something in August or September, maybe you'll get it. I think that's a summer launch. So I actually think you're going to see PlayStation Neo and NX right about the same time, mid-year 2017.
Well, here's my conspiracy theory. I think that they are probably going to have their own media event, exactly how Sony did with their PlayStation 4 in New York City, with the media and everything, and just have their own event and get more attention, because right here they have competition. It's Sony and Microsoft, so that's what I think. You think that might happen too?
You know, I think it's a conspiracy theory to make me have to fly across country instead of roll out of bed and go to the press conference at E3. I live in L.A., so I think they're just doing it despite me and make me spend more money to fly across country. But, yeah, I'm sure that's right.
Cool. Well, Michael, thanks for always supporting GTR. And until next year, I guess, right?
Next year at my party.
Yes. This party was amazing. Best party so far of E3.
Thank you, man.
All right, awesome.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.